Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Manoj Singh Rana with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at unprecedented pace, backed by innovative spirit of country's youth power. Filing of nominations for first phase of Lok Sabha polls begins with Election Commission issuing notification. 102 seats in 17 states and union territories to be covered in this phase. India tests fires first indigenously made 1500 HP engine for main battle tank. NEET PG 2024 exam postponed to June 23rd. And in Swiss Open badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and Lakshya Sen advanced to pre-quarterfinals of men's singles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at an unprecedented pace, backed by the innovative spirit of country's youth power. Addressing the startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said, when the country is working on the roadmap for a developed India by 2047, this startup Mahakumbh is of great importance. He said in the last decade, India has seen as to how it has made strides in the IT and software sector.
आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है 2014 में जहां देश में कुछ 100 स्टार्टअप भी नहीं थे आज भारत में करीब 1.25 लाख रजिस्टर्ड स्टार्टअप्स हैं और इनसे करीब 12 लाख नौजवान सीधे तौर पर जुड़े हुए हैं हमारे पास 110 से ज्यादा यूनिकॉर्न्स हैं हमारे स्टार्टअप ने लगभग 12,000 पैटेंट्स फाइल किए हैं
The Prime Minister said that the youth of the country has chosen to be job creators rather than job seekers.
भारत की युवा शक्ति का सामर्थ्य आज पूरी दुनिया देख रही है। इस सामर्थ्य पर भरोसा करते हुए देश ने स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम निर्माण करने की तरफ अनेक कदम उठाए हैं। देश में जो रिवॉल्यूशन आता है ना ऐसी चीजों से आता है देश के नौजवानों ने जॉब सीकर से ज्यादा जॉब क्रिएटर बनने का रास्ता चुना है
The Prime Minister asked the entrepreneurs to be vigilant about filing their patents quickly. Elaborating on space startups, the Prime Minister said that Indian startups are working in more than 50 areas in the space sector, including the launch of the space shuttle. He mentioned that the UPI is becoming a pillar of support for the fintech startups, which lead the development of innovative products and services for the expansion of digital services in the country. Speaking at the Rising Bharat Summit in New Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said, the new Bharat does not endure terrorism, but teaches a lesson to the perpetrators. The Prime Minister said that the entire world considers the 21st century as a century of India.
आपने देखा होगा आतंक के सरगना हो या विकास और शांति की चाहत रखने वाले देश हो सबने राइजिंग भारत अनुभव किया ये नया भारत आतंक के जख्म को नहीं सहता बल्कि आतंक के जख्म देने वालों को पूरी ताकत से सबक सिखाता है एक सुरक्षित राष्ट्र ही एक विकसित राष्ट्र का आधार होता है और आज यही भारत की पहचान है
The filing of nominations in the first phase of general elections began this morning after the Election Commission issued the notification for the first phase of polls. A total of 102 parliamentary constituencies in 17 states and 4 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 19th of April. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is the 28th of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th and the last date for the withdrawal of candidatures is March 30th. Whereas in Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month and the actual date for withdrawal of candidature is April the 2nd. Besides, notifications were also issued today for assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The polling in both the states will be held on the 19th of April and the counting will be held on the 2nd of June. The Election Commission of India has approved the appointment of Senior IAS Officer Bhushan Gagrani as the new Commissioner of Mumbai Civic Body. He's a 1990 batch Maharashtra Cadre IAS Officer and previously worked as the Additional Chief Secretary to the Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. The Commission has further approved the appointment of Saurabh Rao as the Chief of Thane Municipal Corporation and Kailash Shinde as the next Commissioner of the Navi Mumbai Municipal Corporation. The Election Commission has asked the centre, state and UT governments to immediately remove all unauthorised political posters from government properties like railways and airports. In its letter, the poll body said that the Commission has been receiving complaints from various quarters alleging that unauthorised political advertisements are still being displayed in many places across the country. The EC has taken a serious note of the non-compliance, a partial compliance of its instructions. The EC has asked for a compliance report in this regard to be furnished to the Commission till 5 p.m. tomorrow. Still with the Election Commission, the poll body has asked the Karnataka Chief Electoral Officer to act against BJP leader and Union Minister Shobha Karandlaje over her remarks about the people of Tamil Nadu. The EC has asked for a compliance report within 48 hours. The BJP leader had allegedly stated that people of Tamil Nadu were behind the Rameshwaram cafe blast. In its complaint to the EC, the DMK party alleged that such statements are in violation of the Model Code of Conduct. The BJP today filed a complaint with the Election Commission against the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged remarks about Shakti during a rally in Mumbai. The BJP in its complaint said that his obnoxious statement has hurt the religious sentiments. The party has demanded the Commission to take cognizance of the alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct and ensure that such offences are never repeated in future. In Tamil Nadu, former Telangana Governor Tamilisai Sondarajan resigned from her post, has rejoined the BJP and is likely to contest the polls. Speaking to the media in Chennai today, state BJP President K. Annamalai said that this would strengthen the party in the state. DMK President and State Chief Minister M.K. Stalin released a manifesto and announced the candidates for the 21 constituencies in Tamil Nadu. The manifesto has several objectives, including curtailing the powers of the governor by removing Article 361, which grants additional powers. The manifesto said NEET, Uniform Civil Code, and the Citizen Amendment Act would not be implemented in the state along with the One Nation, One Election policy. In our ongoing series focusing on state profiles during the Lok Sabha elections, we'll now present details regarding Jammu. A report from our Jammu correspondent.
The Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir is divided into two geographical regions, which is Kashmir Valley and Jammu. The UT has a total of 5 parliamentary constituencies. Out of these, 2 are located in Jammu Division and 3 fall in Kashmir Division. The Jammu Division of the UT has 2 parliamentary constituencies, which is Jammu Parliamentary Constituency and Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency, which covers a total of 8 districts of the Union Territory out of the 20 districts. In 2014 and 2019, BJP won both Jammu Division seats, where Union Minister of State in PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh and Jugal Kishore Sharma emerged victorious. Both of them are seeking third term from the same constituencies. So far, only BJP and Democratic Progressive Azad Party have announced their candidates for the Udhampur seat. The Congress is yet to announce its candidate for the seat. The National Conference has announced that it will be contesting 3 seats of Kashmir, including Srinagar, Baramulla and Anantnag, but has not named the candidates. Then Gulshan Rana, Akashwani News, Jammu.
The Directorate of Income Tax Investigation, Delhi, has set up a 24/7 control room and toll-free mobile number 9868168682 in connection with the general elections. The vigil through the control room will help to check suspicious movement and distribution of cash, bullion and other valuables within the Delhi NCT. The control room will be functional during the entire period of the Model Code of Conduct in the national capital. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. India's first indigenous 1500 horsepower engine developed for the country's main battle tank by the public sector BEML was tested today at its Mysuru division in Karnataka. Our correspondent has filed this report.
BEML has today realized its groundbreaking project, which is designing and developing within the country the prototype of 1500 HP engine for the main battle tank. This heralds a new era in India's defense capabilities, showcasing India's engineering prowess and commitment to self-reliance in defense technologies. The engine is said to be at par with the most advanced engines globally. It can operate both at minus 40 degrees Celsius and also in the extreme heat of 55 degrees Celsius. It is equipped with advanced electronic control with fuel injection system, self-air filter cleaning and electronic warning control. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
NEET PG exam, which was earlier scheduled for 7th July, will now be conducted on 23rd of June. The National Medical Commission said that the cut-off date for completion of internship at NEET PG will remain unchanged to 15th of August. While the results will be declared on the 15th of July, the academic session will start on the 16th of September. The National Testing Agency said that due to elections, the Shresht NETS 2024 exam scheduled for 24th of May has been rescheduled to an early date of 11th of May. In Bihar, the State Public Service Commission, BPSC, has cancelled the teacher recruitment examination held on 15th of March following leak of question papers. In a communique, the BPSC has informed that the examinations of both the shifts stand cancelled and new dates will be announced later. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of the Bihar Police had busted an organised gang related to a question paper leak in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, on the next day of examination. The police had arrested 270 aspirants and recovered question papers of the examination. The EOU has also arrested the mastermind of the question paper leak scam. In a major breakthrough, the special task force of the Assam police apprehended the head of ISIS in India, Haris Faruqi, along with another operative at Dhubri today. The CPRO of the Assam police said that acting on inputs provided by the central agencies, the SDF team arrested them while they sneaked into the country crossing the international border. They've been taken to Guwahati for questioning. In Pakistan, seven armed attackers were shot dead by security forces after they attacked the Gwadar port complex in Balochistan province today. Earlier, multiple blasts and gunfire had been reported at the site. Local media reported that Mujib Brigade of the Balochistan Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan has witnessed an uptick in terror activities in the past year, especially in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan. Back home in Ladakh, following a 35 days closure, the Zojila Pass, a vital lifeline connecting Kargil to Srinagar, has reopened. The closure, initiated on February the 15th, was prompted by heavy snowfall in the Kargil region, disrupting essential supply routes and isolating the communities. The timely reopening brings relief to residents just in time for the holy month of Ramadan as they await crucial supplies and provisions. In Swiss Open badminton, Indian star shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced into pre-quarters of the women's single category with a comfortable win over the Thai player Pi Cheong Vong in straight sets 21-12, 21-13 in Switzerland today. In the men's single, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has moved to the pre-quarter of the men's singles final by defeating the Malaysian player J.H. Leong in three sets 21-19, 15-21 and 21-11. In another match, Indian player Kidambi Srikanth has entered into the pre-quarter final. He clinched the match against Taiwanese player T.W. Wong in straight sets 21-17 and 21-18. Earlier in the men's doubles, the Indian pair of Hariharan Amsa Karunan and Ruben Kumar Reti Sabapati also reached in pre-quarter final. In women's doubles, the Indian pair of Priya Kochimbam and Shruti Mishra defeated the Taiwanese pair of Wai Huang and Ti Liang in straight sets. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at unprecedented pace, backed by innovative spirit of country's youth power. Filing of nominations for first phase of Lok Sabha polls begins with Election Commission issuing notification. 102 seats in 17 states and union territories to be covered in this phase. India test fires first indigenously built 1500 HP engine for main battle tank. NEET PG 2024 exam postponed to June 23rd. And in Swiss Open Badminton, PV Sindhu, Kidambi Srikanth and Lakshya Sen advanced to pre-quarter final rounds. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.